the Food and Drug Administration has approved a new slow-release opioid painkiller that's designed to prevent overdosing. Patients take it once a day, and it's in a tablet that the drug maker says is hard to crush, so it will be harder to abuse. The Centers for Disease Control says and Prevention says 15,000 people each year die from painkiller overdoses, and the FDA has been under pressure to fix the problem. Michael Regan is editor for Bloomberg News. He's with us from New York. Mike, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And let's talk about this drug. It's called Hysingla. It's for patients that need 24-hour pain relief. It's made by Purdue Pharma. How does it work?
Well, basically, you know, like you said, it's a very strong dose of hydrocodone, and it's formulated in a way that it's a very hard pill, so it's hard to break it up and grind it into powder, which is something that a lot of abusers of these opioid-based drugs do. You know, they like to grind it up into a powder and snort it to get that euphoria sensation earlier than swallowing it. And it also, they've made it in a formula that will make it very hard to mix it with liquids and inject it to it. Basically, if you add water or any sort of liquid to it, it gels up, which makes it, you know, hard, if not impossible, to suck into a syringe. You know, which is some people do that too. So, you know, the goal, like you said, obviously, is to, you know, provide an opioid-based painkiller that is not as easy to abuse as a lot of the ones that are on the market right now.
As one that has been brought up called Zahydro, which was approved a little more than a year ago by the FDA, there were concerns that that drug could be abused. Is the FDA betting that this new product, Hysingla, is going to be better?
You know, the FDA is basically reacting to this, really what's become an epidemic of abuse of prescription painkillers. You know, by many accounts, it's a bigger problem than heroin and cocaine combined as far as the number of people dying from overdose and the number of people having to go to the hospital and just, you know, people generally ruining their lives on these things. So the FDA, you know, it's hard to say whether they're making a bet that this would, you know, sort of squeeze the other competitors out of the market, or just really they're really just trying to push drug makers into coming up with formulas that are not as easily abused. And so, you know, this is one of four drugs that they've approved with that indication on the label. And, you know, Zohydra actually has a formula that it's applying that will be similar. They're trying to get that same label, saying, you know, this is resistant to abuse for these reasons. You know, and it's hard to say whether the FDA favors one or the other. They just want to push all the drug makers forward in that direction so that these drugs can't be as abused as easily as they are now.
Well, and to be clear, there are some people who are concerned about Hysingla. I'm reading in the Washington Post, Andrew Kolodny says, "I'm concerned about the product. I believe it may be more dangerous than Zahydro."
Yeah, one of the things that has a lot of people worried is just the dosage of hydrocodone in the pill. It's 120 milligrams, which is, you know, again, it's meant to be released throughout your body throughout the day so that, you know, you can only take one pill for a 24-hour period. But obviously, you know, people that abuse these drugs, addicts and recreational users, you know, they're a very innovative group. And the worry is that with a pill that packs that much of a wallop of hydrocodone, you know, there's this fear that, well, they'll figure out a way to release it and to abuse it. So, you know, so Purdue is actually being required to conduct post-market studies to determine if people are abusing it and if it's cutting down abuse at all.
And this is a big business, obviously, for the pharmaceutical companies, painkillers in this country. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News, thanks so much, as always, for speaking with us.
Thank you.